Was a request, and that was for Eve, and yes, Soul Dracula. Now, believe it or not, I had to find out a little bit more about this, and it actually was from France. So one of the guys doing it was Larry Melwig and Jacqueline Marisha, and yeah, so it was kind of a disco thing. When what year did that come out in originally? When did Soul Dracula come out? Does it say? 1975 out of France. And they said it was electronic, funk, soul, disco, novelty, horror rock. So they kind of nailed it all. It was Hot Blood. So that's kind of a fascinating thing. It's kind of cool because I heard my show for Monday. Because Monday, like I'm saying, I'm replaying all my old Halloween shows. That is right, fake Tom Savini. You're with me on all of those. Because we've been doing this for like 13 years, buddy. Correct. And so Monday's show, which is 9, the noon in the mornings, I'm replaying. And I remember playing, I listen, because I like listening to me. And it was this song, Soul Dracula, by Hot Blood, followed by the surf version, Surf Dracula, by the Nematodes. And then there was Disco Exorcist. So yeah, that was a nice little nice little trio. Before Hot Blood, though, we heard a triple play of requests, some treats from Kelvin. We heard Roy Buchanan doing a nice version of Link Ray's Jack the Ripper. And a couple like swinging cool bebop, hey man, where the cool Lenny Blue Strings. Lenny Bruce doing My Werewolf Mama and chanting Transylvania. Yes. So that was kind of his gig. Let's see what I should tell you. It looks new. No, it's not. It's 11. It's 11. What's happened this weekend? Nothing, man. I'm not going to be on the radio for the rest of the month. It's going to be repeats of all my old Halloween shows. And these are Halloween shows from probably a couple years back. So probably about 4 or 5 years back. Some good Halloween stuff. And I used to really like the months of October. I haven't done this probably since 2020, since COVID. I would do blah. Well, I probably did it a couple times, but I would take the whole month of October and I would make that all Halloween theme month. So like the first Friday in October would be like all songs about werewolves. The second Friday would be all songs about mummies. The third one would be all about monsters. And the next one would be all about zombies. Then the next year goes, okay, what do I do next? Okay, let's see here. A whole show about vampires. Then another whole show about, you know, classic monster movies. And then a whole, so I did that for years where I would take the whole month of October and make that all Halloween. But today I could not refuse because today is Halloween, October the 31st, 2025. Yeah, it's okay. Everything's okay, I reckon. You know, the world's always been on the edge of chaos. The world's always been on the edge of starvation. Always on the edge of the house of cards collapsing. Always on the edge. You know, we can't have nice things. Humans just cannot get along with other humans. And it started when there was like five of us, you know. And like they're like a little bit, okay, here. Actually, you know what? That was really bad when you actually think about, like, according to, you know, the Bible, they talk about Cain and Abel. Cain killed his brother. So you couldn't even have four people here without one of them killing the other one. Well, odds are 25% of people have murderous tendencies. So if you're in a room with four other people and you don't want to kill any of them, one of them's probably eyeballing you. Just saying. Yeah. Well, just do the best you can, you know? That's all you can do. You can't figure this out. Nobody can figure this thing out. Nobody. People have tried. They sat in rooms and thought, and then they took a bunch of drugs, and thought, and then they think they hear voices and this and that. Everybody, it's all bad guesswork. That's all life is just a lot of bad guesswork, you know? But it's fun. It is fun. But some people choose evil. Severed Head, Zombo in Thine Brain, RCP Pittsburgh.
I have watched you steadily fall. Downward lies your way. For you will never change. It is as if the gallows itself was striding toward you through the streets. Soul.
that's my idea of a swell mashup, where the two songs together are better than both songs combined. That was Young Dragula by Drammen. Oh, man. I think of like a When We're Young, some Kesha song, smashed up with Rob Zombie's Dragula. Before that, we heard Marky Boy with The Killing Mash, taking the karaoke version of Monster Mash and smashing it together with Echo and the Bunnies' Men's Killing Moon. Yeah, we heard Requiem. Never gets old. Killing Joke. I mean, that song's from like the 80s. Killing Joke really is another one of these bands, I believe, that transcends time. You know, like Joy Division. One of these bands like, wow, that's still really good. Damn. Same with the Doors. Doors is the same way. And actually, speaking of Doors, People Are Strange. We heard that Doors cover done by Camera from the Psych tribute to the Doors, which came out a few years ago. That was really decent. Started off with Severed Heads, Choose Evil. Yeah. And it's Halloween, man. Halloween 2025. Hopefully you got some fun things planned or some not some fun things planned. Let's see what I can tell you. Some spooky stuff here. This is kind of scary. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 70% of people over the age of 65 still require long-term health care services at some point in their life. That is frightening. Have you or your parents have plans for your long-term health care? How about that? Go to 33 and one need more. Okay? Here's your health plan. Try and live as healthy as you can, and if you die, die quickly. Don't drain all your money. That's really sad. I know people work all their lives. All their lives. I got this big, and then the big sack of money. That's why you spend every cent. Don't leave. If you got kids, let them fend for themselves. You know? That's just my take on it. Your money is like a toolbox. You take all the tools out and you use them. You want to leave some for your kids. Go. I know people that just saved up so much money their entire life. Then they get really sick and they just give it all to a doctor or a hospital. That's it. Because, you know, these human bodies only last so long. I know we live in a bubble of disbelief. All of us really have. To get out of bed every morning, you have to live in a bubble of disbelief. That, you know, okay, you know, this thing I got here, this thing, and then, oh boy, and then yeah, I'm indestructible. Yeah, nothing bad's going to happen to me, you know, in the bag. You know, I'm going to live forever. And there's some people that believe they're going to live forever. I don't know, man. Forever's a long time. I don't know, floating around a cloud playing a harp really sounds like the idea of a gas. But man, you know, nothing scary. You know, the idea of nothing and nothing, but, you know, a wise man once said, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So there you go with that. Yeah, so we live in this, like, bubble of disbelief that, you know, and then it just, sooner or later, man. Yeah, hopefully not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But, man, that's why you got to enjoy every one of these precious little days. You can get up and walk around and smell the flowers. There you go. Smell the flowers. Smell everything. Everything's worth a good smell. That's what I say. People people like different smells. You know, they did a survey on cats. What cats like to smell? You know what cats like to smell? I mean, dogs have these crazy noses where they can like smell somebody that cut a fart like a mile away. Dog's like, oh man, what died in here? That has got to be a awful thing to have a nose that powerful. A dog nose. That has got to be awful. I mean, they always like sniffing and things like that. But it is just like, that's got to be like this crazy burden of like you're always smelling something. It's nice to have no fragrance. You know, just walk around, I don't smell anything. That's a great thing. I don't smell anything. Like everything they smell. But cats, they like the smell of your dirty laundry. They like the smell of your hair. Because it's interesting, they were saying, oh, cats might like the smell of hair because your shampoo might have elements of catnip in it. I did not know that they put catnip in the hair products. New one on me. And they like your breath. They like the way your breath smells, especially after you've had tuna or sushi. Cats are like that. Dogs, man, I don't even know. With a dog's sense of smell that powerful, I don't even know. It's got to be bizarre sniffing butts. When a dog sniffs another dog's butt, That's got to be like, whoa, dude, that's got to be like a sensory overload. Because what they're doing is they're testing to see if they know the dog or what the dog's really had to eat. I think. I don't know. Oh, boy. You kibbles and bits. Oh, man, all I get to eat is old Roy. I pity the dog that has to eat old Roy. Old Roy is the, I think the, is that the Walmart bottom-of-the-line dog food, old Roy? And I don't know how old Roy got, but I can't imagine Roy lived that long eating that crummy dog food. Can't say it. Ah! All right, so that was kind of like the newer stuff, okay? That last set, a lot of newer stuff. Yeah, it was from like this century, okay? Oh boy, playing music from this century. I'll tell you, from 2000 to 2025, it's all a blur. Don't kid yourself. It's all a blur. This big chunk of time is just this crazy cool blur. It's not like where it's documented like 70s, 80s, 90s. Once you get to 2000, it's like, woo, it's strange. It's like all the boundaries have disappeared. The tight little genres have just been blown up and smashed together. Is it a good thing? Sure. I don't know. Everything's a good thing if you look at it that way. Yeah. All right. Let's get a little old school Zombo. This is a tune I used to play all the time. All the time. I have no idea the band that does this. Somebody gave me this on a tape. That's how old it is. It's off a tape. It's so old. It's off a wire recorder. It's off a wax cylinder. It's so old. Alligator Wine. And it's not the Screamin' Jay. It is a Screamin' Jay cover. But it's not Screamin' Jay. Alligator Wine, the Psychobilly Band. I do not know who this is, but this is awesome. So I'm on your brain all Halloween till I get out of here. And I will not be on the rest of the month. The rest of the month, I have pre-programmed all my old Halloween shows. Ah, that is right. Fake Tom Savini, you will be with me on all of those shows. Ah, that is correct. Ah.
a steppin' along. He don't even break the branches where he's been gone. You can hear his long holler from way across the moor. That's the holler of the werewolf when he's feeling poor. He goes out in the evening when the bats are on the wing, and he's killed some young maiden before the birds sing. For the werewolf, for the werewolf, sympathy, 'cause the werewolf is someone just like you and me. Once I saw him in the moonlight when the bats were flying, all alone I saw the werewolf, and the werewolf was crying, crying nobody, nobody, nobody knows how much I love the maiden as I tear off her clothes, crying nobody, nobody knows of my pain. When I see it has risen, that full moon again, I see that moon moving through the clouds in the sky, I get a crazy feeling and I wonder why. Traveling along, he don't even break the branches where he's been gone. For the werewolf, have pity, not fear, not hate, 'cause the werewolf might be someone that you've known of late. Oh, the werewolf,
comes traveling along. He don't even crush the leaves where he's been gone.
Everybody get in line. When the moon comes up and we start to prowl, you ought to see them all gonna twist and howl. When the werewolf wiggle, shimmy and shake all the time. Hey now, do the werewolf wiggle, shimmy and shake all the time.
Do the werewolf wiggle,
do the werewolf wiggle. Everybody get in line. When the clock strikes 12, I'm all gonna rock, rock, rock you in the werewolf wiggle. You shouldn't shake all the time. Right now, we'll show you how to do it. There's really nothing to it. You just stand in one spot and give it all you got.
The Children of the Night. Such beautiful music they make. Ye Old Graveyard Rockers. Yeah, my old band from Cedar Point doing a tune called The Werewolf Wiggle. Yeah, a little self-indulgence here. What can I say? Because Halloween is my thing, man. It really has changed my life. It really has. It's for the good. That was The Werewolf Wiggle, Graveyard Rockers. We heard The Werewolf from 1960. If Craig is listening from Ohio, that was for you, Craig. The Werewolf, Michael Hurley, from 1964. You know, that song's like 5-6 minutes long, but boy, it sure doesn't seem that long. It's just such a great story. Great, great little thing. We heard Werewolf Blues by the Guanabats, some nice psychobilly. Devil Exit from Fashion, Messer Chups. And we started off with some unknown psychobilly band doing Alligator Wine. Oh, Halloween stuff today. And Marcus Aurelius has a request for, I've never heard this before. It is Daffy Duck channeling Mel Torme, Monsters Lead Such Interesting Lives from Night of the Living Duck. Never seen this or heard this, so let's see what this is all about. Okay.
Me, 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 do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Shaboob doo doo doo, buddle doo doo doo, shoot dee boo boo doo, ba hoop boo doo boo.
Hey, this stuff works great.
Take it, Ghoulie.
They're drenched in blood or caked with mud. You yell and scream when one of them arrives. There is no denying monsters lead such interesting lives. They live in ooze, they've paid their dues. No brothers, sisters, moms, or dads, or wives. Honest, I'm not lying. youngsters lead such interesting lives. When you see them coming down the street, you better not have weights tied to your feet. They'll steal your heart, tear you apart, limb from limb. On a whim, they'll suck your brains and eat your remains. They'll slice you up with little forks and knives. They're never merry, they're all so scary. Monsters lead such interesting lives. They're independent fellas, they don't live 9 to 5s. Monsters lead such interesting lives.
Thank you. is a virus you can't stop with a gun. You can plan from a mind insane. Loud screams, loud, so pain.